The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Continue our morning with a little excitement here because we have our friends from Olive Branch Pet Hospital is here, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Sit, stay, and listen with Dr. Mark. So all y'all listening, sit, stay, listen.
Exactly. We decided to change it a little bit.
Yeah,
just
I like it. I think it's hilarious. So, and I haven't heard that theme song in a while, but it gets us in the mood, right?
For Hawaii 5-0.
Why not, yeah. Right? So we have so much going on, and I think one of the things, Dr. Mark, you had mentioned, you wanted to kind of kick things off with, it is June. This week is the beginning of, we call it affectionately, the H season. I don't use that word.
Yes.
But something that's come up already, we had our friends from Escambia County Emergency Management. They were on Monday, and so we did talk a bit about the different things that families need to do to get prepared. And we did mention taking care of your pets. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, it's important, guys. I mean, every year after a hurricane or anything like that, we'll have a number of people come in the office. Good Samaritans find their pets, find pets out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just found the dog wandering around.
Mm.
And so they bring it in, and we scan it, and hopefully they have a microchip.
Right.
Living on the coast, folks, you got to have a microchip, okay? Because you never know. I mean, you know, say, well, you know, my dog's always with me, all that. Well, you never know. Something can happen, and then you get loose, and you can get your pet back, okay? So go to your veterinarian and get them microchipped if they're not. If you find a pet in the neighborhood or something like that, take them to a local veterinarian. Hopefully they have a microchip. The microchip will hopefully be registered to the clinic as well as to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And for owners out there, if you change your addresses or anything like that, like most people, this is a mobile society, Meg,
sure.
You know, then make sure you contact the company that you have your microchip registered with and change it. Always put your veterinarian's clinic on the registration because likelihood is that clinic will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, it's interesting. We already got a question came in from one of our listeners. So
well,
if this is Pep Talk and it is a chance to talk about your pets, 850-437-1620. So someone just texted in, how do I know what microchip my pet has?
Okay, well, you know,
it might have been something they did a long time ago, or you might have changed ownership, that kind of thing.
Sure. A lot of times what you can do is just put the number into Google, and mm-hmm. it'll tell you what chip you have or what company it's registered to. A lot of times it'll do
if
that.
The chip's already in the dog?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
How do you find the number?
Well, that is a good point.
I think that's what he's asking.
No coffee this morning.
No, okay. It's okay. I already apologized to the previous guest who I've known for years, and for some reason couldn't get her name right. So it's all relative.
Okay, yeah. Go to any veterinarian, okay, mm-hmm. and they have a microchip scanner,
mm-hmm.
and they will look at it. Takes you a seconds, and they'll tell you, well, here's the number.
Okay.
See. And they'll probably punch it into the computer and see, okay, this belongs to, and this is the type chip you have. And
so the scanners can pick up different types of
yes.
chips. It's not like
yes.
for one brand
it's universal.
Or something. Okay, they're universal.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. So if you hear any panting in the background, that's not me. That is Mac, who has joined us again, and Mac is usually a little vocal sometimes.
Yeah, he's my wingman, you know. Exactly.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
So he's here. And we also have another guest with us this morning.
Yeah, Griffith Bailey's hanging out with us today, and a shout out to Buffy and Bill as folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grooming him to be a veterinarian. He's in high school. Where do you go to high school?
Catholic high school.
Catholic.
Okay, you're going to have to get right in the mic there. There you go. Don't be shy. There you go.
Catholic high school.
There you go.
And you're going to be a junior, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal.
Bill
and Buffy and Griff have and Tinley, his sister, have a little farm out in Crestview, I think, right?
Dufiniac,
yeah.
Dufiniac Springs. Okay.
They have all kinds of creatures there, so I'm getting him groomed to...
Critters.
...to handle that, yeah.
Yeah, we say critters in the South.
Yeah. We we took care of Paul. They have a goose, I guess, was messing... kept pestering a cow. The cow kicked it, broke its wing.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, Buffy, bring it in. I x-ray it, and, you know, and he's going on to father some children.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my goodness.
So he's doing great. So just a little tidbit. But,
That's funny. And also with us this morning is Ann Sharpstein. So nice to have you here.
Known as Mac's mom.
Yes, Mac's mom, exactly.
That's right. Yeah, he has his own. Mac has his own people.
People, I see. His entourage,
you got to have
say.
People.
Yes. I'm his handler.
Yes. Yeah.
And Dr. Mark's handler.
Yeah, exactly.
They both need handlers.
Exactly.
Oh, here
terrible bad.
I'm not going there. Staying out of it. If you have a question for Dr. Mark, you can always text it at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. So we are talking about preparation for the H season, which is upon us. So what can we do? What are the things that we should look out for?
Well, I tell you, the main thing is microchip. Make sure your pet. If you have to evacuate, make sure you have their medication if they take medication. You can have a little first aid kit you can prepare. You know, you need that for yourself just in case you get
a cut. What do you recommend for a pet first aid kit? I've never thought about that.
Well, just some bandage material, mm-hmm. that sort of thing in case they get a little cut, maybe a little antiseptic, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Your veterinarian will have some of this stuff and can direct you with it. Make sure, you know, if it's a pet, you know, that needs carriers like cats, a lot of times they need it. You know, you just don't let them jump around the car and when you're evacuating.
Right.
And some dogs don't do well traveling, so you may want to get your veterinarian to prescribe a little sedative if your dog is a nervous mm-hmm. traveler. Okay. Let's see, you know, food and water. I mean, water bowls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you stop at a rest area doesn't mean they're going to have water bowls for dogs, and of course
right.
it would be the type thing you wouldn't want to share one with another. It'd be like you're drinking after somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the type things that you want to do. And just to make people aware, there's a new law that was passed called Trooper Law.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a dog that it came after a dog that was found tied up to the side of the road.
Aww.
When people were evacuating. You know, it is a third degree felony to abandon your dog during a hurricane or a storm
really?
Of that nature.
Is that for the whole state of Florida?
Yes. And so if you just can't take the pet with you, you know, we board pets at mm-hmm. my office at the play and stay in the daycare. And people will come and drop them off. And, you know, we're there. I'm there all the time. And I have a great staff that handles that. You know, it's my buildings are built 40 years ago. They're a concrete block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing's going to happen there.
So you feel like they're very safe
yes.
to endure a storm.
Yes,
okay.
correct.
That's good
and
to
we've
know.
Endured all the rest that we've had that we've had the past 15, 20 years.
Wow, okay. That's very good to know.
Sure.
So in terms of getting your pets ready, getting the evacuation, getting the family together, and then traveling, one of the things you can do, I can tell is a helpful tip, is we did have emergency management on the show, and they said that they do keep a list online of pet-friendly shelters mm-hmm. as well as hotels.
Correct.
So that's also good information to have.
Correct.
Because you want to make those reservations in advance if you can. You know, before you evacuate, don't be on the highway trying to find your place because at that point it might be too late. But if we get such advance notice now,
yes,
there's really
good.
No excuse not to go ahead and make a good evacuation plan and plan for it.
Yeah, and most people fill a car up with mm-hmm. gas. And, of course, they go out and buy all the water.
Right, and toilet paper.
And toilet paper. if there's a breeze in Pensacola, there's no toilet paper and gas.
That's so true.
But, you know, it's good to be prepared, especially if you've lived through Ivan and Michael and some of the mm-hmm. really, really bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, I saw something one time that said, you know, you're a true Floridian when the category, it gets above a three, and now you have to care.
Right,
you know,
that's right.
You're a true Floridian.
So nonchalant about, it's just a one or a two, which
yeah,
can do damage,
it.
By the way.
Yes.
But still.
That's funny.
Okay, we got another question from one of our listeners. When we go on vacation, can we board our cat at his office?
Yes, we have a separate boarding area for cats. I have that in my clinic because it's very quiet there. We used to have it in another building in the back part of the property called the Play and Stay, which is my boarding facility and the daycare. And they had a wonderful little room to play in. The problem is it was so loud, all the dogs barking. We felt like it was stressing them out. So we have an area in the clinic that's away from where we do treatment and see dogs and cats. And it's very quiet, and there's no stress. They're checked on several times a day, even on the weekend, obviously.
And what kind of fee or typically would it cost? Is it the normal boarding fees or?
Yeah, normally we do. If it's a named, on my website, I believe it says, if it's actually a named hurricane, we may bump the price up $5 or something like that. I don't know. The reason being is I have to bring generators in.
Of course,
we have to make sure we have the water.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot, and we have to get the staff in. It's overtime. And
sure, that makes sense.
So it's not like, you know, a hotel that's going to bump it up $500.
Right,
you know,
of course not.
You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nominal fee, but we do it just to kind of cover the cost of the supplies.
Okay, so here's a little note that came in from another listener. It says, Molino Animal Shelter in Hurricanes. People can stay there, too.
Excellent.
So that's good to know. So if anyone has other information, too, it's great to get it to us.
Please do.
850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. And it's Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. I'm kind of liking the sound of that,
I
boy.
Like it.
So tell us a little bit more about some things to look out for this time of year. We've been talking some. We touched on a little bit last time about pet arthritis and signs of when your dog or cat needs care. Because sometimes I'm hoping they're doing good, but they don't talk to us.
Correct.
So it's hard to know when something's wrong.
Well, that is correct. And that's something that we as veterinarians are trained to kind of look for. I think the stat I read recently was even cats. You know, when I was graduated 30 years ago, we were taught cats did not get arthritis or heartworm disease.
Really?
And now we know they do.
Okay.
And I believe the stat, and I may be wrong on this, you have to check me on it, but I believe 4 out of 5 cats or 30% of the cats, something like that, by the time they're 5, have some degree of arthritis. They may not be showing it clinically, like when they're walking around, but they have it on the x-rays.
Interesting.
I'll tell you this, all dogs over the age of 10 have some degree of arthritis, all of them.
Okay.
So there's a lot of great things you can do for it. There's non-steroidals, kind of like Motrin and those type of things. Now, you don't give human medicine to pets, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me repeat that. Do not give your pet Motrin, Aleve, anything like that. That is not designed for the pet and the pet's stomach.
You will hurt. Tylenol or aspirin, anything like that.
Nothing
okay.
like that. Because, you know, you'd have to give a handful of aspirin probably for it to get to the level it needs to do really what you want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your veterinarian. Your veterinarian is going to have their favorite what they use. I use Remedil and I use something called Prevacox. And those are the two I like. I do a lot of knee surgeries and hip surgeries and things like that. So I like using Prevacox. The problem with Remedil is it tends to make them bleed a little bit when you're doing the surgery. So I tend to have them off that. If I'm having a referral to do an E, I make sure they're off of Remedil. A lot of them are on it, and that's fine. But I make sure they're off of it at least a week, and then I put them on Prevacox. There's also a shot that you can give called Librela, and there's one for cats called Silencia, which is a new product that's been out for about a year, year and a half. It's been in Europe, of course, for a couple of years. It is magic. It is magic. You give that, and in 3 or 4 days, they're like a puppy again.
Do they have them for adults?
No, but we need them, don't we?
I need one of those right about
now. I needed one this morning.
That's right.
Get out of bed.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'll tell you the story. I had a German Shepherd. It came out in, I believe, January 2024, and I had one. I had a client come in. I had a German Shepherd. Of course, they're very prone to hip problems and things, and he said, you know, Doc, I think, you know, his transmission's gone in the back. I think we're going to need to, you know, put him to sleep. And I said, well, okay, you know, it doesn't look good. But I tell you, I got this new shot. Let me give this shot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give it 2 weeks. And then if still no response, not doing good. Now, the guy was giving a Prevacox, and he was doing the laser treatments and feeding the proper food. He was doing everything correctly.
Right.
But I said, let's give this shot. If it doesn't get better in 2 weeks, I'll put the dog to sleep. No questions asked. Okay. So we gave that shot. About 4 or 5 days later, he called back to the office and left a message up front and said, tell Doc, I don't know what he did, but this is magic. He's jumping in my truck, and he was chasing the neighbor's cat down the street this morning.
Wow. Oh, that's like a miracle.
Yeah, it is. And they have them for cats, too. I'll talk about my sister's cat. She had an older cat that my sister and brother-in-law sleep upstairs, mm-hmm. and they come down the cat come down halfway down the stairs, and then it couldn't get back upstairs because it had arthritis and it had some health problems. The mm-hmm. cat was 16. So I go, my sister says, you got to come to Jackson. You got to come home. I said, well, I got plans this weekend. I don't care. You got to come fix my cat.
Aww.
So, of course, big sister, you know. So I go up there. I give the shot, Silencia shot to the cat. Of course, she screams. So Carol was a retired pediatric nurse. She was mm-hmm. mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but in about a week, that cat was darting up and down the staircase.
No kidding.
So it really, really is very impressive. And if y'all got pets out there that are painful, there is something for this.
Mm-hmm.
I have arthritis myself. You know, I ache all the time. You know, we really need this in human medicine. I don't know if it'll ever happen,
mm-hmm.
but we really, really need it. There's other modalities you can do. We have a laser that we can laser joints. It takes a lot of the pain away. I do my own joints. And then there's a food science diet, Royal Cane and Purina have, where it goes in there. ScienceDiet did all the research on this, where they found the gene that causes arthritis and the one that causes obesity.
Really?
And they developed a fatty acid that goes in there and, quote-unquote, turns off the gene. It doesn't turn it off, folks. It just kind of down-regulates.
Uh-huh.
And it halts the progression of the arthritis. Now, we don't even have this in human medicine.
I was just going to say, maybe you need to pick up a bag.
Yeah, exactly. It may be tasty.
I was going to say.
My science diet rep ate part of a can once.
Drop the Ozempic, pick up the science diet.
Exactly. But that's another thing, too, Mary. We probably need Ozempic in veterinary medicine, too. But,
right?
But overweight pets, you know, in humans,
mm-hmm.
my wife had a partial knee out at Andrews, and they said for every 1 pound you lose, it's 4 pounds pressure off the joint. Now, we don't have that same thing with veterinary medicine, but you've got to think 1 pound, 4 pounds pressure. So if you lose 10 pounds, that's 40 pounds pressure off a joint.
Wow.
I've seen the difference in pets.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things I try to do is get them to lose some weight. And there's food for that, as well as the arthritis. It's called metabolic mobility.
Uh-huh.
And you can ask your veterinarian about it, guys, and see. But there's a lot of things you can do. It really brings their quality of life is so much better when they're fun. They run around, they're chasing the ball,
mm-hmm.
chasing the kids. I mean, it's a cool thing to see.
Okay, so what are the signs then obviously if they're not walking, that's the extreme sign, but how do you know when it's sort of, how do you get ahead of this, I guess is a good question to ask, before it gets that bad?
Well, my dog was the other day, when I take my Quinn and Finley to the office, they'll hop out of the truck and then they'll hop back in the truck. Well, Quinn, now I'll have to say, maybe a little chubby. I don't want to fat shame my daughter, but, you know, but... She can't jump up in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, I wonder what's going on with that, where she had been. And I called her running around outside one day, and then I saw her picking her front leg up. So if you see them lifting their leg, not mm-hmm. using it, if they can't jump up in the truck like they did or on the bed like they normally, there's usually a reason for that.
Right.
Now, sometimes it's a little sprain or strain, but many times it can be arthritis. I've seen dogs come in that were limpy, gimpy. I said, I'm going to x-ray this guy, and their joints were fine. It was just a strain or sprain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had dogs come in here that had no signs. I was x-raying their heart for some kind of heart problem and said, well, let me just get a shot of the hips, like the worst hips I've ever seen.
Oh, gosh.
So
okay.
They really can't tell you, and sometimes they won't show you. So it's really it's an x-ray diagnosis for
mm-hmm.
arthritis.
Okay.
If you want to be complete.
So how often should someone have that kind of a checkup with you?
We try to see pets twice a year
okay.
in my office because, you know, 1 year is a 7 is what is believed for
mm-hmm.
a human. So you can imagine if you only went to your doctor once every, you know, 7 years,
mm-hmm.
especially when you get our age, you know.
Careful.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, my doctor's a friend, and she told me the other day, Dr. Jennifer Miley, she said, you know, Mark, I need to start seeing you twice a year. You know, you are getting older. I went, gee, thanks a lot. And then I reminded her, she's not that far behind.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, so. If you just join us, talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, he's with Olive Branch Pet Hospital here in Pensacola, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, especially about your dog, your cat, arthritis, or even hurricane preparation, those are some of the things we're talking about this morning, 850-437-1620. So I really want to find out about this arthritic medication for people, but that's a whole other show. So what are some other things you would like to mention this time of year? My biggest thing, I just heard a horrific story about the Yorkie that was left in the car in Fort Walton.
You just don't do that.
I mean,
you wouldn't leave your child in there.
Yeah.
I have a question about how do you, you know, when we go for walks, how do you tell if your dog has overheated?
That's a great question. I've always
wondered
that. You know,
because if I had a fur coat on and I'm walking in, 97 degree heat, probably would get heat stroke.
And I always worry about their paws because the sidewalks are hot. Or even the grass, it can be warm. So a little advice about all of that.
Well, that's a very good point. A lot of the, I was on the board for Canine Companions for Independence. At that time was the largest service dog industry in the country, Santa Rosa, California.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring puppies. Their puppies go to people all over the country to help get them through their sit, stay, and potty training and stuff like that. And then they go for professional, the real training for what they do. But they would take them to Disney, and Disney was really good about letting them come in there and walk the dogs around. So they all would, if you're really worried about that, they make these little booties. You can get them at most of the pet stores, Amazon.
Really?
Correct. I use them.
I mean, I've seen them for wintertime.
Yes.
But
and
for
you can,
summer?
You can do that too.
Huh.
Now, one point on what Ann mentioned about the fur coat. This is what I was taught, folks. Now, this is what I was taught. I'm just the messenger. The fur coat keeps them warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Interesting.
Now, that is what I was taught. But I was taught that...
You were also taught cats don't get arthritis.
or heartworm disease, too.
Right.
Yeah. So, I was alumni president for a few years at University of Florida where I went. And I said, the dean said, how's it going, Mark? I said, well, I want some tuition money back. He said, why? I said, because you're teaching me all this stuff that is not true. And he said, and the main thing is you didn't teach me anything about those freaking anal glands that we have to deal with every day.
Oh, right.
So occasionally I'll have a student come through there that's kind of part of their training.
Right.
And the first thing I says, hey, do you know anything about anal glands? Oh, yeah. We got an entire month's worth of training on anal glands.
Oh, my goodness.
So we couldn't figure out why. So, well, you can thank me for that.
Not the fun part of the job, for sure. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Well, just don't leave your pet in the car. I mean, it's just don't. And as far as overheating, if they get to panting, if they start getting weak, they have to lay down, they stop. It's a good idea to take a little water bottle with you. If you're going on a little distance, maybe a little plastic cup. Mm-hmm. Give them a little water halfway through. If the sidewalks, if it's too hot for your feet, it's too hot for their feet. Mm-hmm. Although they have thick pads and they acclimate to that kind of thing. But if you're concerned, walk them in the grass as opposed to a sidewalk or street.
Well, and we do have some really nice dog parks now out on Pensacola Beach. Mm-hmm. But what are some things to look out for? Because I know for sure you don't want your dog drinking the salt water, which they will just because it's there. Yeah. But what are some other safety tips maybe if you're going to take your dog to the beach?
Well, I mean, the water's the big thing, pets that have, especially lighter colored pets, the plenum or the top of their nose, their ears, especially if they're white in color, you may want to do a little bit of sunscreen.
Zinc oxide?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And do that because I do, I see squamous cell carcinomas, basal cells. I see all that and I have to take all that off. And sometimes they'll get immune-mediated diseases like lupus and things of that nature.
Oh, gosh.
And
okay.
So that's the thing. I mean, provide some shade. Have an umbrella and a cooler. Have some water. That type thing.
Okay. Well, we are almost out of time. We've got about a minute or so left. It's just flown by. Anything you'd like to mention, Dr. Sprayberry, or how can people get in touch with you for your services and also for the boarding?
Yeah, well, we're at 4220 North Davis Highway, phone number 850-477-2901. I've been a veterinarian for 30 years. I've owned this clinic for 24.
Wow.
We have a fabulous staff. We have a great boarding facility, large area to play. Super. You bring them to us, we'll wear them out. They'll go home, eat dinner, and go to bed.
What's the website again?
It's Olive Branch Pet. olivebranchpet.com.
Okay, olivebranchpet.com. And the phone number, one more time.
850-477-2901. Thanks, Mac.
Thank you for being here. Thanks, Mac. Thanks for being here. And everybody, great morning.